This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. We're remembering some of our favorite pieces that the late food critic Jonathan Gold wrote. This week, I'm talking to writer Tin Nguyen. The review that you chose of Jonathan's is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, because he addresses why noodles for all those readers who are just so frustrated with him.
Yes, and it's hard to imagine that there are readers like that, because for me, it's always why not noodles. But yeah, I love the way that he addresses people who think that he spent too much time in the San Gabriel Valley.
Yes.
And I love that as a reader, and I love that as a writer, the way he moves through his argument.
So what exactly are we reading?
We are reading Jonathan Gold's review of Nha Trang, which is a central Vietnamese restaurant in the San Gabriel Valley.
Is it still there?
It's still there. The review he has here is the first location. Since this review came out, they opened up a couple other spots. So I'm going to read from the very top of it. It has come to my attention that some of you think I have been paying too much attention to noodle shops in San Gabriel. And I realize, yes, I have been writing quite a bit about San Gabriel noodle shops lately, although in my defense, I would point out that some of them are technically in Alhambra or Rosemead. San Gabriel noodle shops are a particular interest of mine, as you have probably determined, a subject I deem to be worth a lifetime of study. You may be wishing that I spent more time exploring the San Jose-based chain restaurants that populate the new Santa Monica Place, or the murderer's row of bad Italian restaurants in Brentwood. But we all have our weaknesses. This is mine. When I see all the new Dong Bai dives that I'll never get to, when I work through all the new dumpling places up on Las Tunas Avenue, I sometimes regret that I can't devote my entire life to the medium of wet, geographically inconvenient dough. I could probably point you to 20 or 30 San Gabriel noodle shops that I haven't had time to write about so far, pho counters and mee slingers and mian merchants, and I suspect each of them is more interesting than the latest bistro to open in Van Nuys. And then he actually gets into his review.
That one line where he says, I sometimes regret that I can't devote my entire life to the medium of wet, geographically inconvenient dough is probably one of the greatest sentences ever written about noodles.
Yes, I agree.
So wonderful. So when we asked you to come up with a review that you loved, did you know immediately that this was going to be it?
Yes, because this is a review I go back to often, actually. As a reader, I loved it when I first read it. As a Vietnamese American, I loved it. As an Asian American, I loved it. As someone who loves noodles in the San Gabriel Valley, I loved it. You know, there's just the way he three-dimensionalizes noodle shops in the San Gabriel Valley. If you're used to reading about Asian noodles in other media, you kind of get the sense that to a lot of people, they're the same.
Yeah, they're completely replaceable one
yeah,
for another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems like they're interchangeable. And the subject of this review, the dish that he really gets into here, is a dish called Bún Bò Huế, which is a central Vietnamese soup noodle dish. And it's pork-based, has pork blood in it, it's beef meatballs, there's fermented shrimp paste involved. And often when you read about this elsewhere, it's compared to pho. You know, people call it the other pho. And that makes me so mad. It makes me so mad because it's so incorrect, right? These two dishes are totally different. And what Jonathan is doing in this review is that he's saying there are so many different types that he could spend his whole life exploring it. And as a reader, I'm like, yes, of course. You know, you just want to give him a high five and saying, thank you. That's exactly correct.
So when you go there, what do you usually order?
You know, I appreciate a Bún Bò Huế, but I have to confess it's not my favorite. I like their pho gà, which is their chicken pho. I think it's a really nice, clean version. It's really nice.
Yeah, me too. That's Tin Nguyen. We've been talking about the late Jonathan Gold's review of Nha Trang in San Gabriel. You can join us in remembering Jonathan Gold's words. Just text the words good food to 69866, and you will get these reflections as they're released.